From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops fired toward Islamic State positions in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday. The troops did not advance but cleared neighborhoods that had been once dominated by the IS. The troops are also screening people fleeing Mosul to find any IS militants who might try to sneak out of the city. Meanwhile, to the east, a spokeswoman says the Syrian Kurdish-led force is close to encircling the Syrian city of Raqqa, the self-styled Islamic State capital. Taliban fighters in northern Afghanistan heavily damaged the German consulate in Mazar-e-Sharif with suicide bomb attacks Thursday. NATO troops and Afghan security forces said they were securing the building and prepared to evacuate consulate staff. The operation apparently was prolonged by concern that more explosives may have been planted by attackers. A Chinese senior public security official is the new head of the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol. Interpol says delegates at its 85th General Assembly in Indonesia elected China's vice public security minister, Meng Hongwei, as president. Human rights groups raise concern about the Chinese official holding the post. Former Venezuela Soccer Federation president Rafael Esquivel was found guilty Thursday on federal charges resulting from the FIFA corruption scandal. He pleaded guilty to 7 counts of racketeering, money laundering conspiracy, and wire fraud. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. This is VOA News. Just 2 days after his surprise election victory, President-elect Donald Trump and his wife Melania went to the White House to meet with President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle. The president and the president-elect gave brief statements to reporters in the Oval Office after their meeting. Here is Mr. Obama.
Well, I just had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump. It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues in setting up a White House. We talked about foreign policy. We talked about domestic policy.
Trump told reporters the meeting was supposed to last about 10 minutes, but it lasted 90 and that it could have gone even longer. Tens of thousands of people from New York to California filled the streets of a number of large U.S. cities for a second day Thursday. They are demonstrating against Donald Trump's election. Trump is reassuring some U.S. allies about security commitments in light of statements he made during the campaign. Japan's chief cabinet secretary says Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit with Trump next month in New York. He says the two spoke by phone Wednesday and that both are committed to continuing U.S.-Japan security cooperation. Speaking Thursday in Belgrade, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said the time for overreaction to the American election is over.
I think we should recognize that this is an opportunity. I think we should take what the president-elect has had to say about his feelings for our country at face value. He's had a very, very good conversation with our Prime Minister Theresa May earlier on today. He spoke of a spectacular relationship with the UK.
Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with President-elect Trump. Phil Mercer reports.
Barking mad and a revolting slug were just some of the words Australian politicians used to describe Donald Trump in the lead-up to the US presidential election. But now both sides of Australian politics are promising to work with President-elect Trump, and they've chosen to be pragmatic. At stake is Australia's most important military alliance, that with the United States. It provides a security blanket that lies at the core of the Australian psyche. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with the president-elect about security and trade. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
President Obama is asking the U.S. Congress for more than $11 billion in additional money for military spending. The request will be considered during a session that starts next week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.